Just before I came over, I was just thinking of a topic to as a main theme for the meditation class. And one thing that we see quite clearly within the meditation process is this experience of one's personal attachments that arise in the practice. The development of the meditation practice, because with every single one of us, in order to develop progressive states of tranquility, peace of mind, and contentment, we need to calm and to settle this thinking mind. And this thinking mind that we have, it's largely driven by your emotions, whether they're quite defined or quite subtle. So this is the energy force behind all the excessive thinking that we do. And because without the impotence, without this energy, this drive behind one's thinking process, it would be very, very easy to get the mind quite calm and tranquil. You could let go very, very quickly and just drop the mind into quite a deep state of samadhi. But essentially it's it's these emotional attachments that we have, driving the thinking process, which obstructs the vast majority of us. And this is something you see, for example, people who have a very, a mastery of the jhana practice, the jhana samadhi practice, or people who've already attained to dhamma. These are people who, they've weakened the one's emotional hold, one's attachments in the mind to such a degree that they can settle the mind reasonably quickly. And this will be the test of someone who has the ability to attain deep meditation. It will be merely their personal attachments on a day-to-day level, their interpersonal attachments, which will obstruct them. So how do we work with this? Within our emotional framework, how do we reduce and lessen attachments in the mind in order to get access to, deep, tranquil states? Because as everyone's fully aware, it's not that easy to let go of one's feelings, to let go of this thinking mind. And, thinking process lies within the framework of the five hindrances that some of you are familiar with. And there's hindrances in breath, being sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and scruples or restlessness and worry, and then skeptical doubt. So all the these major forces in the mind are going to lie within those five categories. But the two most obvious ones within the five are number one and number two, sensual desire and ill will or aversion. They're the ones that come up for people on a regular basis. And the remaining three, they can be present to a small or large degree, but they're not. It's not that difficult to deal with those the remaining three. So, central desire is it's relates to virtually any kind of sensual attachment to virtually anything in the world, and the ill will is the aversion, the dislike the moving or the pushing away of maybe any particular say feeling, person, sense experience. So it's either, you know, so in loose terms, it's either moving towards the an object of your say liking, desire, or choice, or the moving away, you know, the separation, the distancing, the dislike from, you know, any particular, say, sensory experience. So this is something I do on a regular basis, especially during the evening session. Before I go to sleep, I move back and forth between these two, between the loving kindness and compassion meditation, which is what actually deals with negativity, aversion and dislike. So deliberately cultivating thoughts of say affection, positivity, joyfulness, optimism. You know, it's metta and karuna. They deal very well with a garden variety of negative or unpleasant experiences. They've got this kind of blanket effect. And then the body contemplation, which you can do in a very, very mild degree, helps to, say, take the edge off. It helps to settle and draw the energy, the power out of any kind of very, very strong, sensual, craving or sensual affection or you know, the wishing to take hold or possess an experience, a person, a mind object of your liking, your choice. So you can have a situation with the metta formulation, metta compassion. You can adjust the formulation to deal with any specific state of mind which arises, you know, as you move from minute to minute, because the mind is incredibly changeable. In the course of a day, like a thousand different mind states, different attitudes could arise within a 24-hour time span. And we use the standard formulation. Whatever emotional qualities you need to balance the state of the state of aversion or negativity, you adjust the mantra formulation to balance that. And with the body contemplation, I just recommend a very, very mild, very user-friendly kind of mantra formulation. So say for you're the kind of person who really loves, you know, smooth, you know, beautiful skin or white pearly teeth. You know, you can do could do like an earth element contemplation, you know, so like, skin is composed of earth element, or, you know, or teeth is made up of earth element. So you can adjust each, you can, you know, depending on what aspect of the body that you are really attracted to, you choose and adjust the formulation to balance that state of mind. And if you want to settle, like, you know, as quickly as you possibly can, you can move, say, back and forth between the metta compassion and this very basic body contemplation mantra format, and say at least say the first 5 minutes or even 10 minutes, and then you find that you actually do these formulations continuously with applied attention, no spaces between the words, and you find that as a preparation, instead of possibly struggling with the breath for maybe the next 20, 30 minutes for a full hour sit, you can help stabilize and ground the mind to a minimum degree. So when you actually go to the breath, you've got some underlying tranquility. You can actually, you can settle the mind reasonably quickly without using excessive force, because the whole business with using, say, like antidotes for the hindrances, the five hindrances to samadhi practice, is to, you know, just to zero in on exactly what's obstructing you. You know, take it down to at least a moderate or medium level, and then when you go to the breath, you don't have to use excessive force or like struggle too much to maintain your attention with the breathing meditation. So what we'll do is, what I want you to do is, say for the first, just so you can actually see it quite clearly, I want you to move, say, back and forth between, say, 1 minute of loving kindness meditation for yourself, and then choose a body contemplation mantra. It can be anything within, say, the earth element, but like water. It can be, say, like wind element, you know, that the breath is composed of, say, wind element. You know, you're developing these mantra formulations are geared to developing a specific attitude or perception of your, you know, bodily experience. And, you know, some people, they're not, you know, they don't really like the body practices so much, but just experiment with this one because it does have value. So, you know, roughly 60 seconds, do a metta formulation of your choice for oneself only, and then see exactly what you're attached to in the physical body. And then, just to make it easy, say, you know, within the four elements, or say the changeable nature. If you find the four elements a little bit hard to get your mind around, whatever aspect of that, of your physical body that you're really attached to, very, very concerned with, that particular aspect of the body, that component part, is changeable in nature. So, so for the next 10 minutes, spend 5 minutes on loving kindness, 5 minutes on the body contemplation, so a minute on each. And then just keep going back and forth, and after 10 minutes we'll go to the breath. on to the breath meditation. So I want you to place your focus on the breathing cycle, just around, say, the mouth and the lips. You can feel the, as you focus on that area, you can feel the breath on the periphery of the mouth. And it gives you a fairly sharp focus without getting too physically tense. And in order to deal with the more subtle attachments which in the mind which obstruct the dropping the mind into a more peaceful state, with every, say, major thought process which comes in the mind, you know, any particular person which keeps coming up, any particular event or series of events, that particular person, that event, that thought, that emotion is empty. So, and whatever it is which comes up, which largely takes up your thinking process, that particular experience is empty. So just do that in a very relaxed, spacious way, with big spaces between the syllables, and just keep adjusting that as as different thoughts, different people and events actually come up in the mind, because you want to maximize the sense of detachment and letting go. So we'll do that format with the breath to the end of the session. So just do that silently in the mind. you find that you've got some excessive thinking process which keeps arising in the mind, just stop for 30 seconds or so and try to investigate that more fully, completely, in order to understand what makes that state up. Because as you investigate and your understanding increases, the mind relaxes to a small degree and lets go. body feels drowsy or sleepy, just try to breathe as deeply as possible. Maximize the oxygen which is reaching your brain, and with your posture, try to keep your back straight. Try to keep the head upright, even if you have to place your hands on your knees to support your body. have any difficulty at all actually keeping yourself alert or awake, just either half open or fully open your eyes to allow at least a little bit of light to come into the mind? So we're coming towards the end of the session, so just reflect back and see what was effective for you working with these particular tools, these meditation tools, and what it was, or a combination of factors which actually induces tranquility in the meditation for you. So I'll ring the bell three times, you can open your eyes when you're ready. So, anybody have any questions on the meditation at all? Okay, then. A bunch of happy customers. We'll finish up.